ladies and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. This is week number 8. It is the last week in February and we soon head into autumn or spring in the Northern Hemisphere. And we have an amazing guest episode coming up this week with the winners of the Rotoblast Build the Impossible competition. So tune in to listening to that special guest episode. In the meantime, let's have a look at what's happening around the world in mass timber construction land. And first up this week, Rathoblast, very proud sponsors of the podcast, are holding a wooden workshop on the 26th to 27th of April. Everything you need to know about wooden design for structures, including the structural design of wooden buildings, and the course is held at the headquarters, and it will be a team of 12 specialists, including professors, engineers, and professionals from the construction industry, going through construction site theory, practice, and is available to designers who want to stay up to date. So if you head to the Rotoblast website, you'll be able to see the course being promoted from the 25th to the 26th of April in Rotoblast headquarters in Italy. And it's been a long time between drinks. However, Cusp have been working with developer Parkley and have engaged I2C Architects to design their new corporate headquarters in Melbourne's southeast, and they've specified Cusp CLT and GLT solutions. If you head to the Mass Timber Construction feed LinkedIn page, you can actually see the project there. It's a stunning looking project. It looks amazing. The floor systems and the column systems look incredible in the Eucalyptus Nitens. Congratulations to everyone at Cusp. And Alex and Marco at the ETH Zurich Centre have been working with mass timber, and specifically using pendulum impact hammers with a mass of 3,500 kilograms and an effective length of 4,700 millimetres. The cross-laminated sections are specimens that vary between 160 by 160 up to 200 by 320 millimetres in length and width at 2.7. and 4.3. The images on the video show the failure rate for the hammer impact in the pendulum scenario for the mass timber products. If you head to our LinkedIn feed page, you'll be able to see the incredible video of the failure rate for the hammer swing pendulum test. And Woodworks, the Wood Products Council, is pleased to announce its 2022 partners representing all facets of the wood products industry, and the organisations are set to deliver the next innovations for industry and the academic sphere and the education sphere using Woodworks as a central point. Jennifer Cover, who we've had on the podcast before, who's the president and CEO of Woodworks, says the advancement of sustainable and innovative design is made possible through the investment in our mission and further ongoing exchange of ideas, technology and expertise needed to produce high quality performing buildings. You can head to the Woodworks website to see who has signed up for 2022 partnerships with Woodworks. And the next story, I don't want to say too much about it because we're going to have Eli Gould on the podcast to speak specifically about it. However, if you go to arcdaily.com and you look for Mass Timber Resources BIM plugin, you'll be able to see his new offsitewood.org is now live as an organization for BIM savvy individuals who are looking for plugins specifically around timber. and it will make BIM integration much easier. It will remain open source and free to anybody, so please do go and check out the plugin. But I do not want to speak too much about it because I want Eli to come on. Eli is part of the Quebec Wood Export Bureau, and he will provide us with some details about the project. So head to arcdaily.com if you want to have a look at it, a sneak peek. Otherwise, listen to the podcast episode coming up in a couple of weeks. And back to my home country and Veridi, who is the latest entrant into the prefabricated mass timber and hybrid structures solutions market, has created the strong floor, which is spanning 9 meters with no back propping. You can install up to 700 square meters a day with minimal labor. It has a 120 minute fire resistance level, and it's higher with other protections. That's just a naked fire resistance level. It's been BCA acoustic compliant tested. It has a minimal waste to use on site. Congratulations to the entire team at Veridi. So that's it, folks. That's it for another week. I'm glad that you are keeping safe. Our thoughts and prayers go to the people in Ukraine with the terrible disaster that's happening over there right now. Thank you for being a listener of this podcast. Thank you for contributing by engaging with us on LinkedIn and through our other social media platforms such as Twitter. It is a real pleasure to bring you the news each week. Thank you for keeping us in the top 10% of podcasts for our particular category and on our platform. So thank you very much again for listening. This is Paul Kramer signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world today.